Opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Boca Raton, and I am joined this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And what a show have we got today.
Exciting stuff. I am looking forward to
hearing the information that our very special guest has brought with him. And right now I have in my mouth one of the items that we're going to be speaking about today. And I have to say it's very, very pleasant tasting. And I know based upon the research that I've been discussing with Dan, it's a go-to product when you have a situation that requires it. But we're going to get into that in a little bit. But let me first introduce our very special guest, Mr. Dan Chapman. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's so good to be here with you today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And joining us in the background is Mr. Ronnie Young. So good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. And if you can take a few moments, Dan, I loved your bio.
Okay.
To me, you embody everything that this industry was built upon, because you started with your family.
That's right.
In a health food store.
That's right.
And you have not forgotten your roots.
Oh, not at all. The roots are solid. And my history goes back, really, as you said, to my family. And for our family, it really started with my mother. And that goes back to the 1950s. In the 50s, my mom was a young lady in her mid-20s and not well. A young lady and feeling significant amounts of anxiety, fatigue that was overwhelming to her, and tendencies towards depression. And all of those things, it really made no sense to her. As a young lady, she knew something was wrong in her body. She knew that those feelings were real. She was convinced life didn't have to be that way. But she was having a hard time finding what was wrong in my body and how do I fix it. And it took her years before somebody actually suggested that she might change her diet a little bit. And to her back in the 1950s, that was brand new information. It didn't sound like an answer to her. But when she went on what we would define today as an elimination diet, she was shocked that within a week, her body started to feel dramatically different. She wasn't fixed or healed in a week or two, but I'll tell you what, that was the first time in her life that she made a connection between what you put in your body and the way that your body responds, and it was fascinating to her. So she jumped in to learn everything she could about food and the way it was grown and harvested and processed, and it was fascinating to her that a healthy food that could make one person feel great and that same seemingly healthy food might make somebody else feel different. You know, how is it possible that we're all so unique?
Well, my roots go back to the 60s in learning about proper nutrition and vitamins. And the foundation of my experience has been with vitamins. But back in the 50s and 60s, it was unheard of.
Yes.
I mean, you were like a witch doctor.
Yeah, our vitamins were brewer's yeast, lecithin.
Exactly right. There weren't that many products around in those days to be able to enter into any kind of program such as we have today.
That's right.
But your mom stayed with it, and of course you followed in the her beliefs, and you have kind of taken the bull by the horns by introducing different items in a line that we'll be speaking about as to how people can correct illnesses in their body.
Absolutely.
And we owe you a great deal of credit, because I think you've helped change the face of what nutrition is all about.
Well, thank you.
So give us a background now about what made you go into your own line of condition-specific items.
Certainly. One of the things that that we were seeing, as I was seeing as we were talking with and working with many of the customers that would come in our store, is their problems seem to be complex. And one of the other things that we would see is even sometimes when that problem might seem simple, like it was one symptom that they were experiencing, what we would recognize is that our body's connected. So we can't generally, or we don't generally have a problem in one area of the body without something else being affected. And so our approach to working on it, maybe a symptom that you're experiencing, is to not just focus on that symptom, but to understand that the body is connected. So everything we do at Red Remedies has a whole body approach. And so we define all of our products as nourishing the body specific to the problem that we're addressing, taking a bit of a step backwards and supporting all of the body systems involved, because typically it's more than one body system involved. And so we want to provide a support base there. And then creating balance at that core issue level. So what is it going on underlying in the body that's kind of bubbling up and creating these symptoms? And we need to create balance there, because if we do that, the symptoms won't come back. And I like to talk about it by ways of nourish, support, and balance, because I know even with herbs, we can choose to push the body. And I don't think pushing the body is the way that we actually get better. It might provide some symptomatic relief. We might feel a little bit better for a minute, but it really didn't fix the core of the problem. So we nourish, we support, and we create balance.
That's a great combination. And I know Janet has been doing that for many, many years with the patients and clients that you've seen, Janet, over the more than 20 years that I know you and have been seeing people. And you basically practice the same way.
Absolutely. That is... what separates us from the mainstream medical community. We don't just focus on the symptom. We focus on what may be the underlying cause and nourishing the entire body. That's the critically important part. And I try to explain to the clients that I work with, this is a different philosophy, the holistic approach, where you're not just a person with indigestion or elbow pain or headaches or whatever. You need to take care of your entire body.
That's right. And I think probably a great example of that in my mind is looking at cardiovascular issues, where everything we point to in this country are all symptoms. And it's interesting to me that, you know, customers will go and they'll read as much information as they can, and the focus still of that reading might be on blood pressure, it might be on cholesterol, and it's still a symptom of what's going on in the body. And everything we do in our cardiovascular line, all of our products, the first focus is stress, because we know the number one cause of all cardiovascular disease is stress. The symptom of that could be blood pressure issues or cholesterol issues or who knows what. But we want to address stress first and then support the body systems involved.
I think you're echoing everything that Janet and I have been speaking about the last several weeks, and stress being the number one motivator that causes many of the illnesses today.
And actually, that is my belief, is that stress is the cause of all disease. And you need to understand what I mean when I say stress, because oftentimes people think about, well, you know, I'm not that stressed. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just, you know, some physical stress from the things going on in the day. I'm talking about all the stressors that are in our world, that are in our society. And that is not just physical, but it's emotional, it's environmental. And the stress that's caused in your body when something's wrong. Each one of us has something that's not completely right in our body. And so if there's anything imbalanced in your body, that is stress on the body. And so if we can work to create balance there, those stressors are relieved and our body will function better. Stress is absolutely vitally important to pay attention to.
Well, I'm sure we'll get more into that as the program goes on. However, take us back to what prompted you to develop the first product from Red Remedies.
The first product is True Energy, which is still honestly my favorite product in our line. And True Energy is an energy product, but it is, first of all, not a stimulant. And so one of the little pet peeves that I have is when people say that I'm tired, I need some energy, and then they go get stimulants to solve that problem. We need to understand that stimulation is stimulation, and energy is something completely different. Energy is what happens when our body is functioning at an optimal level. The result of that is high levels of energy. And even within our industry, what I saw is most of our quote-unquote energy products had stimulants in there, even though they might be herbal, you know, products that contain caffeine or some level of stimulation. And so True Energy is not a stimulant. What we do with True Energy is the foundation are adaptogen herbs. There's a small class of herbs in the world known as adaptogens. I know that you're familiar with them, but for your listeners, an adaptogen has to have three qualities in order to meet this title of adaptogen. Number one, they have to be non-toxic. So that simply means that the safety profile of an adaptogen is incredibly high. Number two, they have a non-specific action in the body, which means that an adaptogen has to have the ability to work anywhere in your body that there's an imbalance, anywhere in your body that there's a need. So they're unique in that because most herbs have kind of a targeted effect. And then the third thing is they have to have a balancing effect. So or a normalizing influence on the body. So it doesn't matter if something in your body is overactive or underactive. An adaptogen has to have the ability to bring that to center, to bring it to balance. So if you look at those three qualities in an herb, these herbs are remarkable. And so we use adaptogens in True Energy.
So what are the actual herbs or ingredients mm-hmm. in energy
yeah.
that make it so fruitful and beneficial?
So specific to True Energy, there's two adaptogens that we use there because while every adaptogen has the qualities I just mentioned, each adaptogen has something that it's particularly good at. And so if we want energy, strength, stamina, focus, clarity, we use white panax ginseng and rhodiola rosea. Those two adaptogens are remarkable at creating balance throughout our body, resulting in high levels of energy that simply feels good. It's not stimulation.
Well, I know over the years, Janet, I know that there are been discussions that we've had about rhodiola and ginseng. And I know there was some controversy many years ago about ginseng.
Sure.
And maybe you can clarify the issue.
Absolutely.
As to what took place that made ginseng good.
Yeah, so there was a study, and I believe it was either the 80s or 90s. It was a little while back that showed that panax ginseng had the potential to raise blood pressure.
Right.
My personal belief is that what was studied was either A, not ginseng at all, or it was a not a white panax ginseng species. And the reason that I'm confident of that is there is not a body of research to support what happened in that one study. Actually, if you look at two different things, first of all, we look at traditional use. So if I look at traditional Chinese medicine, I know the number one herb use for all cardiovascular disease is white panax ginseng. And Chinese medicine shows that white panax ginseng actually lowers, or I should say regulates, blood pressure. Because if you have low blood pressure, what's interesting is it'll actually bring it up to normal. It's a regulator. Because that's what adaptogens do, right? Doesn't matter if it's right. over or under, brings it to center. And that's supported by research today. Actually, American Heart Association has spent millions of dollars proving the fact that white panax ginseng lowers blood pressure, which is pretty amazing. And so there are different types of ginsengs that can have slightly different properties. I'm referring to white panax ginseng, which is a panax ginseng root pulled out of the ground and dried in the sun. It's a very cool, very adaptogenic, very balancing and energizing ginseng.
Is that from America?
This is from Asia. China, okay. Korea, yes.
And the rhodiola?
Rhodiola is from Siberia area, yes.
All right. Two very good herbs supporting the body. And Janet, that's been always a issue I know with a lot of your patients. So maybe we can get into that after we come back.
And to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, our very special guest, Dan Chapman, and we're talking about Red's Remedies and a variety of the different choices you have when you use Red's Remedies products. And we will be back with more in just one moment. Stay tuned.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, savenutritioncenters.com. store.a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a great show today with our very special guest, Mr. Dan Chapman. And joining us, of course, is Janet Cimarelli. And we're speaking about some of the condition-specific formulas that Dan has developed with Red Remedies that he has been working on for many years based upon his overall experience in the health food industry. And there is nothing like experience. And you definitely bring that experience into the formulations that you have developed, Dan. And we started speaking about an adaptogen, and that would be the energy supplement from Red Remedies, which has the two major ingredients, which is the white panax ginseng and, of course, the rhodiola rosea. Mm-hmm. So from that point on, what was your second product that you developed?
The second product we made was Nerve Shield, which supports the peripheral nervous system. And really what led to that product is, when people came into our store and they were complaining of nerve issues or peripheral neuropathy, we were having to try...
Was caused by what?
Well, actually, it can be caused by a number of different things. So... what we do with Nerve Shield, it really doesn't matter what the cause of the nerve damage is. So that's interesting. And I realize most people, might have neuropathy because of diabetes as a side effect there, or might even be a side effect to chemotherapy or some other medication that's kind of degrading the myelin. It can be autoimmune issues that also where your immune system attacks the myelin. Can be sciatica or shingles or all kinds of different causes of things that might damage the nervous system. The cause for us is not as important. What we do to kind of remedy the problem is the same things that we're doing. So Nerve Shield essentially has two main things that it accomplishes in the body. The first thing is restoring circulation, and that's the most important thing that I believe that we can do for neuropathy is restore circulation to the peripheral nervous system. What's interesting when you do that is there's actually two things that happen. First of all, pain levels reduce. And that's fascinating to me that restoring circulation alone can help reduce my sensation of pain. But again, if I look to Chinese medicine and kind of study what they look at when they describe pain, is they look at pain as stagnation or a blockage of circulation. And they will say that wherever you have stagnation or a blockage of circulation is where you will experience pain. And if you remove that blockage and restore circulation, the pain goes away. It's fascinating that some simple circulatory herbs in Nerve Shield will give somebody that same feeling where their pain levels can diminish pretty nicely. Now, nerves don't heal that quickly, but pain can certainly be reduced a bit. Just by restoring circulation. The second thing that that does is it allows us to get the nutrients necessary to support that nerve structure to those nerves where we need them. So we absolutely provide all the nutrients necessary to have healthy nerve fiber and myelin sheath.
What are some of the ingredients that make the Nerve Shield so effective?
So Nerve Shield has a number of ingredients in there. We start with a number of B vitamins because B vitamins are essential for the production of fats. If we look at what the myelin sheath is, it's a fatty structure comprised of about 76% fat, and its whole job is to protect that nerve fiber. So it's a soft, spongy, fatty structure. So we have B vitamins and a phosphatidyl complex or a fatty complex to support that structure. And then we use alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine, which have amazing research on its ability to work specific on that nerve fiber. So those are the things we do to support that nerve structure. There's some anti-inflammatories in there and some antioxidants. Those are both important because we know that if we have nerve issues going on, if we need to reduce some inflammation, the antioxidants are important to protect those fats again. Anytime there's a fat in the body, you use antioxidants to protect them from breaking down. And then the circulatory herbs have some funny names, Huangbai and Kangzu. But that's a combination used in traditional Chinese medicine known as Two Marvels powder. And they've been used in that combination for many, many years to help restore circulation.
And that's what makes the product so effective. And what is the normal dosage during the course of the day?
Two tablets a day is the full dose. So one in the morning, one in the afternoon or evening. And so it's easy to use. And Nerve Shield is a good example of what we do at Red Remedies. I just went through a whole list of ingredients, but they're all in there for very specific reasons that go back to what I started with. We want to nourish the body specific to the problem that we're addressing. We step back, and so nourishing is we're nourishing the nerve structure. We step back and we support the body systems, which in this case is circulation, and we work to create balance. So when we nourish, support, and create balance, it's amazing that our bodies actually have the ability to heal and do what they're supposed to on their own. We don't have to push them.
Well, I know, Janet, another issue that people come to you with diabetes.
Right.
And the nerve problem is definitely a major obstacle in how they feel. Most people just are flat out disgusted because they can't make themselves feel better.
Right.
And they turn to the pharmaceutical industry for either pain medication or other pharmaceuticals that may work for a week or two, and then the side effects become too detrimental to the body. So they get disgusted, and they feel that there's nothing left for them to do. But again, that's where you come in, by recommending products like Dan has developed over the years to make things better in the body.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
From that point on, what was your next step in developing some of the products after that?
Mm-hmm. So, after that, we were just looking at really what are the products that our customers need that either aren't accessible to them or the solutions that we had available weren't working as effectively as we wanted them to. And really the next category that we stepped into were allergies and hay fever. Because I found that most of our natural solutions took quite a while to actually get somebody back to normal, especially once that allergic response was in full swing. And so we made adult sinus and a children's version of that called Children's Sinus, which is a nice little chewable. And we've got a dose specific for 2 to 5 year olds and 6 and up. And so adult sinus and children's sinus are really wonderful to help somebody with, allergies, hay fever, and really that allergic response. Products that don't make you tired or groggy, and they're products that aren't stimulating either, so you can just feel normal while you're going through that allergic response and bringing things back down to normal. Essentially, those products target three areas of the body. So we're working to kind of dry up that runny nose, break up congestion, and reduce some inflammation, all things going on specifically in the sinus and respiratory tract. But then we go down into the immune system. We work to create balance there. Because with allergies and hay fever, it's the immune system overreacting to allergens, causing all of this trouble. And all we need to do with the immune system is nourish and support it. We don't want to stimulate it because it's already overreacting. We certainly don't want to suppress it because that's not a long-term fix. Mm-hmm. So what do? We just nourish it, and it will do what it needs to on its own, which is to calm down and stop overreacting to allergens. And then one of the things that we do that's really unique here, but a key to the formula, is we go down into digestion as well, because we know that it's the mast cells that are part of our immune system, and it's these cells that produce your histamines and all of these things. Mast cells are located in the sinus cavities, but most of them are down in the gut. And so whatever's going on in the head, I promise you, is going down in digestion. We may not feel it the same way, but it's going on there. So if we can work to create balance in digestion, that takes stress off in the immune system, allowing it to better respond appropriately to these allergens.
We, just yesterday, Janet, were speaking about the Zika.
Right.
And I just wonder whether or not some of the remedies that you have developed for allergies would be a benefit to those people that are concerned about the Zika virus that's predominant or being promoted in a negative way down here in Florida.
Certainly, yeah.
One of the things that I read last night was nationwide, 100,000 people have been identified as carriers of the Zika virus. Now, there was no research or no point given to identify how they created this number, and I say created very specifically. So here is a blood-borne issue, and yes, by balancing and nourishing the body, you can have the potential to protect yourself from any of the possible negatives associated with Zika.
Certainly, yeah. There's another product in our sinus and allergy kind of category called Sinuzyme that might be somewhat appropriate in this case. And certainly, what I mean by that is it's a product that is designed more for like cold, infection, when mucus is thick and so forth. And so Sinuzyme is going to do a pretty remarkable job of boosting immune function dramatically, but balancing, again, not stimulating. So we use reishi mushroom in that formula, and we know reishi is amazing for the immune system, but reishi is an adaptogen. So it's very balancing, works on stress, again, that toxic load in the body. And so reishi mushroom and Sinuzyme is going to do a wonderful job to boost and balance immune function. That formula also has an herb called red root, which opens up the lymphatic system, which is important to do because the lymphatic system in many of us is toxic and blocked as well. And so if we can open up the lymphatic system, our immune system can travel very nicely and work to take care of infection wherever that might be in the body as well.
Would you venture to say that that particular product would benefit those people that are concerned about taking a flu shot?
I use Sinuzyme any time that I feel a little bit down, a little bit too tired, or the potential where I've been around people that aren't feeling well. So I use that up front in order to make sure I don't get sick. I definitely use it when I travel a lot and I'm on airplanes and in hotels and so forth. And so that's my product to help me make sure that I stay healthy. And certainly I take a little bigger dose if for some reason it gets ahead of me.
Well, we have several other products that we want to discuss because I think that the majority of people that come into any health food store looking to improve their bodily functions require some support in the area of discomfort. And the issue of arthritis, osteoarthritis, osteopenia, has been a marketing tool for pharmaceutical companies to predominantly take over the TV and blast with commercials about how people can stop discomfort from any form of arthritis and prevent any form of osteoporosis taking place in the body. And I know that you have developed two outstanding products. And as I pointed out at the beginning of the show, one of them I was sucking on or starting to chew on, which I know we're going to get into as well. So with that, Janet, I will leave it up to you.
Okay, it's time for us to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And keep in mind that when we come back, Al has some very special offers to make. And we're talking today with Dan Chapman of Red's Remedies, our very special guest on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back with more after these messages. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Zimmerelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And we got a jam-packed show today with our very special guest, Mr. Dan Chapman. And I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and sitting in the background observing everything is Mr. Ronnie Young. And you'll get a chance to maybe meet Ronnie later today, because Ronnie and Dan are going to be coming down to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road, coming either from the east or the west. If you look down on the right-hand side, you'll see a Halloween store. On the left, you'll see a Walgreens. And looking past the Halloween store, you will see Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you want to make a right turn at that street, which is Northwest 31st Street, and we are right there at the south end of the shopping center.
With a big green sign that says Save-A-Lot, and it's in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center.
Good point, Jenna. I think that's a landmark that people will readily recognize for either they've been there before or they've heard of it. And Dan and Ron are going to leave samples of two of these products that we're going to be speaking about now. Free sample, and you can have your choice of either one. But you don't know what they are yet. But we're going to be speaking about them.
Surprise!
Right, it's a big surprise. But we're going to be speaking about them so people can understand how they can relieve discomfort. And I use the word discomfort, which is not maybe opposed by the FDA. Because they are restrictive in what we can say or can say with respect to natural supplements, because the pharmaceutical industry has got them in their back pocket or their front pocket,
or
their wallet,
all pockets,
or wherever it goes. But they control a lot of what goes on in the government today, and they do a pretty good job of what they do, no question about it. They have billions of dollars that have been gotten from the public over the years, and that's their little purse string that they use. But let's talk about discomfort on these two particular products, Dan, that you've developed. And you can give us some background as to why you developed them.
So one of the things I think that's important to understand, again, whenever we look at a problem that people are having that we want to work to help to solve, we want to make sure we fully understand that problem. And what we do know is that the number one thing that the pharmaceutical industry looks to, and because of that, even within our industry, when people are feeling discomfort or pain, their go-to are anti-inflammatories. And so when we look at a category, we say, well, what's going on? So the definition of pain is the first thing that I think we ought to pay attention to. And the definition of pain is an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience that's associated with actual or potential for tissue damage. So let me break that down for a minute here. What you didn't hear was pain is a result of inflammation in the body. What you heard is that pain is an emotional experience associated with something that is actual or potentially wrong in the body. In other words, you can actually feel pain with nothing wrong in the body. So if pain is an emotional experience, what do I need to do to fix this? So if we understand how pain is expressed, pain is always determined in your brain. Your brain decides what level of pain you're going to feel. And we all know that different people have different pain tolerances, right? We've used that term before, but maybe we've never thought about what that means. All that simply means is some of us in our brains have decided that stepping on a tack feels like a 3, and some of us have decided that stepping on a tack feels like a 7. And that can change day to day, because in your brain, when something happens in the body, the brain is going to take lots of things into consideration to determine that feeling today. And it takes into consideration your past experiences, your emotions, how well your immune function is going on today. It takes whether you have some anxiety, whether you're depressed. All of these different things are going on in the body where the brain then says, I'm going to experience pain at this level today. That's oftentimes why when we are well-rested and feeling good, we can actually handle a lot. But think about how you respond when you're tired and exhausted. Even little things set you off,
mm-hmm.
right? So pain is experienced in the brain. That's the first place we start when we look at four different targets that we want to impact in somebody's body when they're not feeling good and have some level of discomfort.
Well, I know when people come to see you, Janet, and they're in pain or discomfort, you may ask for blood work, and you look for the inflammation markers that could be causing pain in the body. And what would some of those markers be that you would come across?
Well, C-reactive protein is one of the things, fibrinogen. I will take a look at their glucose level, because if their glucose is unbalanced, they may very well have inflammation because of that improper blood chemistry. If their triglycerides are elevated, I can pretty much tell that their diet is not such a very good diet, and that you need to be discussing in depth what they've been eating, how they've been sleeping, how their digestion is, and what stressors they may have been exposed to. And as you were mentioning, those stressors are far beyond emotional and psychological stress. They are very much involved with the environmental stress. And when I say environmental stress, it's possibly the colors, the preservatives, the additives that may be in their food choices.
Good points. So, Dan, based upon all those different sensors or what people are feeling, and based upon the blood marker levels in some of the categories Janet mentioned, you developed a particular product to help people overcome that issue.
That's right. And actually, the first target is on topic with everything we've been saying so far in this show. The number one target is stress. So we go back to an adaptogen. I use a different adaptogen in this formula. We're using ashwagandha. So again, we know that all adaptogens are, they're non-toxic. They work anywhere in the body and they always create balance. But ashwagandha is particularly good at calming the mind, calming nervous tension, calming anxieties. It actually is really nice also for sleep. Why does it help you for sleep? Because it calms anxieties and nervous tension. So it helps you relax. And we know that when somebody is relaxed and they're calm, that their ability to manage pain is significantly higher. So ashwagandha is the first place and the best place for us to start for somebody that's feeling a level of discomfort.
So you developed the product, which you call
curcumin T4.
Most people are familiar with curcumin.
Of course.
But why is curcumin C4 different than all other curcumins?
Yeah, so what we're doing with curcumin T4, the T4 stands for four different targets. And so this is a formula that has more than just curcumin in there. And that's really, again, back to our philosophy at Red Remedies, is I believe in pretty well every case that a formula is going to do better for you than any single ingredient. Just like when we sit down and have dinner, we don't eat one thing. Mm-hmm. We eat a variety of foods. And so if we can use a variety of different herbs to nourish the body specific to the problem, step back and support all the body systems involved and create balance, we're going to do a significantly better job of getting results for what it is that you're feeling. So a formula for sure, and certainly curcumin is a big part of this formula, but I need people to understand that it is not the only ingredient that is necessary for somebody that's feeling discomfort, because there's a lot more going on when we're feeling pain or discomfort than just reducing some inflammation.
So when you develop this curcumin T4, you recommend 3 caps a day.
Yes.
So that would be one breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Correct.
What if somebody couldn't take them for breakfast, lunch? Could they take them all at night at dinner time? Or can they take them in the morning?
You can take them really however works best for you. It doesn't have to be with food or with a meal, so it can be on an empty stomach. It can be with food. It can be any way that works for you.
So
does that hold true for pretty much all of the Red Remedies products,
it depends on the formula a little
bit.
If we want somebody to take it with food or they need to, we're specific on the packaging or the label to tell them to do that. If our suggested use doesn't specify with food, then you can take it any time that you like.
Now, when you developed this, you had to keep in mind the fact that you wanted a patented formula of curcumin.
Yes.
There are many different curcumin formulas that people can choose from today, but they're not all effective because they haven't been studied or researched.
There certainly are many different types of turmeric out there. And one of the reasons that there are so many different patented extracts of turmeric is it's an herb that we know over history is difficult for our bodies to absorb and metabolize. And so it's an herb that we've done some work to in order to help its bioavailability and activity. And so we essentially had five questions in mind. So, you know, when we were choosing one, number one, we wanted high levels of curcuminoids. Those are the active components in turmeric. We wanted active metabolites because we know that anything we put in our body follows a metabolic pathway. And so I kind of jokingly say turmeric is no different than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the sense that everything follows a metabolic pathway. We just need to understand the pathway in order to know how to best formulate a product. And so we wanted to ensure that with turmeric, we were using only active curcuminoids as opposed to what are known as inactive conjugates. We wanted to make sure that the research on the extract that we chose was the most relevant to our specific purpose. And of course, we wanted to make sure that it was safe and stable. And so those are just basic things that are fascinating to us and important to us as we select an ingredient.
So that's why you came in with the turmeric, curcumin C3.
That's right.
Would you call it a patented form?
Yeah, curcumin C3 is a patented form of turmeric, and that's the one that we've selected. This is a product from India. We know that turmeric has been really made most popular as part of Ayurvedic medicine or Indian medicine.
Right.
Our curcumin extract is controlled very purposefully. So we actually control this from the seed that goes into the ground all the way through the growing and harvesting process to our bottle. It is absolutely controlled from seed to bottle. And so we know it is exactly the right species we want. We know it's the right plant that we want. We know it's the right processing that we want. It's safe and it's pure.
And are there any side effects that you know of that would affect people that could not take this?
With curcumin, I don't know of any.
So very safe.
It's a very safe herb to use, yes.
And the dosage is 3 a day.
The dosage is 3 a day on that, yes.
Okay, now this is one of the products that Ronnie Young and yourself will be giving out to anybody who comes by the new store today. We're not open for business, but you're welcome to stop in and pick up a sample of this particular product. And again, it gives you the opportunity to at least try it. How long generally would you venture to say most people will see some results?
It's interesting that curcumin T4 actually starts to work right away. Most people will start to feel that work within the day. It's going to work very, very quickly. So you're not going to need to wait, you know, days or weeks for curcumin T4 to work. It works right now. One of the things that's unique about it is these are chewables that we're giving away. And for most people that have taken turmeric, you might say, well, how in the world could you make a chewable? This stuff is bright yellow and it stains and it's really spicy. I don't know if I like that.
I found it very, very nice. But we can talk more because we're coming up on a short intermission.
And I just want to let everyone know that for those free samples, they can come by the store located at 3105 North State Road 7, a half mile south of Sample Road on the west side in the Penn Dutch Center. And so you'll see Spirit Halloween on your right if you're coming south. And right behind Spirit Halloween in the Penn Dutch Center, you'll see the bright green sign, Save a Lot. And we'll be back just a moment with more information on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And joining me this morning is our very special guest, Mr. Dan Chapman. And I'm joined here with Jenna Cimarelli and Mr. Ronnie Young, who's the observer from the area of South Florida that we all know and love. And Ronnie will be with Dan today at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store right after the show, which will be around noontime. And they'll be there for about an hour giving away a free bottle of your choice of either the T4 capsule or the C3 chewable, which we're going to get.
And I'm going to jump in here just very briefly to remind you that today's program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired show.
In my opinion, it is a bitter herb. And when you think about curcumin, you think about how spicy and nasty it could taste.
Yes, but you do.
This didn't taste that way. This was very pleasant, and I was able to do it sublingually and chew the last bit of it. And it was very, very pleasant, not unpleasant at all. So I really like this, and I think this is something that I will consider using myself because I do use the curcumin capsule. And now I have another added arsenal to prevent any discomfort in my body from happening. So you went from the capsule, Dan, and then you found a need to get into this C3, which nobody has on the market.
Yeah, we're the only chewable curcumin in the world. And that is one of the things that's interesting. We started talking just before the break about a metabolic pathway, or basically we just talk about it as digestion, okay? Everything that comes into your mouth follows a digestive process, and turmeric is no different. And so when turmeric gets down into the stomach, into the gut, it follows a metabolic pathway and actually gets reduced to something known as tetrahydrocurcumin. So now that big long word simply means that that is an active form that your body is ready to use. So we refer to it as body ready curcumin. The thing that's nice about this is we know that so many people have digestive issues that if you take a regular extract of curcumin and you have digestive issues, you're not going to reduce it as effectively as we want to. Our curcumin C3 chewable, we don't need your digestion to do the work. We've already done it for you. And there's some added benefits there is once it's in that form, it doesn't have the same yellow color. So we haven't removed it. It's just naturally not there once your stomach reduces it to tetrahydrocurcumin. So this isn't going to stain your teeth. It's not going to stain your fingers. It's not going to stain your clothes. And it tastes really wonderful.
It definitely does. I couldn't agree with you more. I didn't believe how good it can taste or it does taste. And can people then, based upon their discomfort in the body, take three capsules and possibly one chewable?
They can certainly take the products together as their needs are, absolutely. The two don't conflict with one another. So depending on what's going on in the body, you might choose just to use one of them or you might choose to combine them a bit.
All right, and if somebody just wanted to use the chewable because it was convenient, what would be the dosage that you'd be looking at for them to take on a chewable?
With that one, you can take two of those a day, every day, and that's a very good, very safe dose, and we know that there are so many benefits to curcumin extract, and specifically the C3 extract has been part of so many studies, literally over 80 published studies at places like MD Anderson and National Institutes of Health, which those two groups have really done the bulk of research worldwide on curcumin, and they've chosen this extract to do their research.
Well, I'll remind our listeners that those people listening to the show right now or tell your friends or relatives, they come by the Save-A-Lot store in Margate at 3105 North State Road 7, just a half a mile south of Sample Road. You can have your choice today of picking up a bottle free. Ronnie and Dan will be more than happy to give you a sample of either one. And possibly if you pledge yourself that you were discomfort, maybe they'd give you one of each. But again, if you've been a user of glucosamine and chondroitin over the years, which was probably the first combination formula that I knew of as it relates to arthritis discomfort or pain discomfort in the body, most people turn to that. And over the years, they got now the experience that you have, Dan, with research as to why turmeric or curcumin is far superior than glucosamine and chondroitin. However, what if people still want to use their glucosamine chondroitin and add the T4 or the C3?
And actually, it would be a good combination. The only change that I might make to that is to look to a product that we make called Joint Health. And there's an active ingredient in there called natural eggshell membrane, abbreviated NEM. And that is a whole food that food contains naturally glucosamine, chondroitin, collagen, hyaluronic acid, and sulfur-based amino acids. It's the only food I know of anywhere that has all the nutrients in there necessary to rebuild the entire joint structure. So we use Joint Health to repair and rebuild, and we use our curcumin formulas in order to help with the discomfort and speed up that healing process.
So the joint formula, how many would people take a day?
One a day.
Just one?
It's our clinical show that one capsule. We also have that in a little soft chewable as well. So you can do one capsule or one chewable a day. And the clinicals are really powerful in that we show we get results with that dose in just 7 to 10 days.
Well, when you say clinicals, there's a misleading misnomer that a lot of companies that are on the station or on the air make. And you're speaking now about trials with humans.
I'm talking about human clinical published research.
I'm not talking about animal studies.
I'm not talking about early levels of research. And so if you follow the research path, we always start things with like petri dishes and in a lab,
right.
And then they go to animal studies, and then they graduate later on. If those studies look promising, we graduate to human studies. What I'm referring to are already human clinical studies, a peer-reviewed, published, good, solid research.
Now, the Red Remedies line of products should be found in most good health food stores.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And you're nationwide.
Yes.
With all the products. I know that we at Save-A-Lot will carry the entire line of Red Remedies. I know you many years, and I have a lot of faith and confidence in what you're talking about today and the products that you've developed, not only because of what you've put in it, but because of your long years of history in the industry and how you've been able to help people over the years. And today, at the Save-A-Lot store at 3105 North State Road 7, you're going to be giving away samples of their choice of either the T4, which is a capsule, or the C3, which is the chewable of the C3 patented form of curcumin.
That's correct.
Which is most important. And Janet, in all your years of experience, can you ever think of any other curcumin? I know I haven't had the experience over the last 6 years being out of the industry in having these products work as efficiently and as quickly.
It really does depend on the individual, how long they've been dealing with their pain level, what their continual exposure to the stressors that contribute to their pain and inflammation. So there's a lot of different considerations, but these formulas are truly unique in their components. There is nothing else on the market that matches this C3 form of curcumin. And so the clinicals are there. People with the diagnosed issues and then using this particular form of curcumin, their response is you're able to predict it. You're able to predict how long the individual needs to take it before they will begin to see resolution. And my experience is in certain people who have a good underlying diet, these formulas will work literally overnight. You're not going to get complete resolution, but you're going to see what you're doing is changing the situation.
I like them in addition to what points you just mentioned, the fact that it can help them kick an opioid habit. And most people, when they're in pain, they turn to an opiate from their pharmaceutical doctor who will issue a prescription for a pain pill, which they can get addicted to. And a lot of people have that problem of getting addicted to a pain pill, whereas they could turn around and use this particular product and get themselves off of a pain pill and stay away from the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which could also be damaging to the body.
Certainly. And one of the things that happens is those pharmaceuticals sometimes are not efficient at the initial dose. And what the physician does is give a higher dose and ultimately a higher dose. So the potential for the negative side effects goes much higher. So here's an opportunity for those people who are dealing with severe issues and their pharmaceuticals are no longer working. Here is a support that's very safe, no side effects, and shown to be clinically effective.
Well, very quickly, we only got a few seconds left. I want to remind our listeners that to come by the store today at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half a mile south on State Road 7. On the right-hand side, you'll see a Halloween store, and beyond the Halloween store, you'll see a nice sign for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And I want to thank Dan for being with us today. It was a pleasure having you. Even though you didn't say a word, Ronnie, I want to thank you for being here. And we look forward to people can hear your voice and see your face at the Save-A-Lot store in about an hour from now. And Janet, thank you very much for this great input that you had today. And looks like we're going to do it tomorrow with another special guest.
Yes, our very special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers, will be joining us. And we'll be talking about her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And incredibly good information from Dr. Sherry Rogers, and that's tomorrow on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Thanks
so much for tuning in. Dan, fabulous information.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.